Nolte, Sexual Assault Allegation Toppled Chris Cuomo. By John Nolte on February 16, 2022. The far-left New York Times published a detailed rundown of the ongoing collapse of the disgraced former news outlet known as CNN. The most revealing tidbit is a sexual assault allegation against Chris Cuomo. No, not that one, another one, a new one. Cuomo, CNN's disgraced former primetime anchor, was fired in December by Jeff Zucker, CNN's disgraced former chief, who was fired this month over his sexual relationship with a subordinate named Allison Golest, who resigned in disgrace Tuesday. My God, this is so much fun. Anyway, we were told Chris was fired for not disclosing just how much effort he put into helping his brother, disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, get out from under something like a dozen sexual harassment allegations. Zucker was mad at Chris for not telling him the level of his involvement in aiding Governor Brother. Zucker suspended Chris. Zucker had hoped to bring Chris back. And then this happened. That night, the fateful letter arrived at CNN. It was from Deborah S. Katz, a prominent sexual harassment lawyer, and it was addressed to David Vigilante, CNN's general counsel. The letter was on behalf of the woman who had worked with Mr. Cuomo at ABC News. It relayed a story that had begun in 2011 when the woman, who was referred to as Jane Doe, was a young temporary ABC employee hoping for a full-time job. One day, after Mr. Cuomo, an anchor, had offered her career advice, he invited her to lunch in his office, according to the letter. Interviews with the woman and emails between her and Mr. Cuomo. When she arrived, there was no food. Instead, Mr. Cuomo badgered her for sex, and after she declined, he assaulted her, she said. She ran out of the room. Later that day, the woman, who was still seeking a job, tried to smooth things over by writing Mr. Cuomo friendly emails. At the time of the alleged assault, Jane Doe told five of her friends only that Cuomo had hit on her, but not about the assault. Years later, as the hashtag MeToo scandal caught fire, the Times claims Cuomo reached out to this woman and basically offered her a bribe in exchange for her silence. Ms. Katz's letter said that at the height of the hashtag MeToo uprising, after TV personalities like Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer were felled by misconduct allegations, Mr. Cuomo contacted the woman, seemingly out of the blue. Mr. Cuomo proposed arranging a CNN segment about the company where she worked doing public relations. The woman tried to avoid any contact with Mr. Cuomo, but CNN ultimately broadcast a segment anyway. So if this is true, CNN aired fake news to cover up an anchor's sexual assaults. Knoll is so broken. Cuomo, who had already admitted to grabbing a woman's butt and was credibly accused of threatening a female CNN producer, denies he assaulted this woman. But, according to the Times, it was this assault allegation that persuaded the disgraced Jeff Zucker to finally fire Frito, who, at that point, had only been suspended. What's more, the Times writes this story as though it has seen emails between Frito and Jane Doe that back up her claim. To wit, according to the letter, interviews with the woman and emails between her and Mr. Cuomo. We haven't even gotten to my favorite part. What really brought Chris down? His smug, self-righteousness. Teehee. One evening in March 2021, Chris Cuomo made a remark on live television that helped precipitate his downfall, and eventually Mr. Zucker's. The New York Attorney General had just announced that her office was investigating sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo. With the governor in trouble, Mr. Zucker reimposed the ban on Chris Cuomo covering him. As Mr. Cuomo explained to his viewers that he would be stepping away from the story, he gazed into the camera and denounced sexual harassment. "I have always cared very deeply about these issues and profoundly so," he declared. The woman who had worked with him at ABC News watched in disbelief. "Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by God's love for us. Chris Cuomo's career is over, and the poor little rich boy is just going to have to learn to live off the millions he already has. Even better, Chris is suing CNN for $60 million with the claim Zucker not only knew all about the extent of his efforts to aid his brother but that Zucker himself worked closely with Andrew as a political advisor. As of now, the lawsuit's dirty laundry has not been revealed. But it will be on Christmas Day because whenever it's revealed will be Christmas Day." Meanwhile, CNN's ratings are in the toilet. And if Karma were an 85-year-old transvestite with a cold sore, I'd still kiss him on the lips. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.